Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Today is January the 20th, 2021. I have had the chance already to wish you all a happy new year, but I'll do it once again. And what do we have to talk about today? Lots of stuff. I'm Dr. Christina Hines, in case y'all haven't recognized the voice, and it's good to be here once again. Today is the day before Errol Barrow Day. Tomorrow is a holiday, and Mr. Wickham will be with you. He has a very interesting program that I hope you will all enjoy. This month, we also have Nobel Laureate Day in St. Lucia. I find this a really interesting day. It's the 23rd of January, and St. Lucia had two Nobel laureates, Sir Arthur Lewis and Sir Derek Walcott, both born on the same day, the 23rd of January. Quite interesting. Then we had recently Martin Luther King Day in the United States of America. That was on Monday, the 18th of January. It's generally held on, I think it's every third Monday in the United States, even though King's birth date was the 15th of January. And this leads some people to believe that January is a truly auspicious month to be born in. There are all of these quite interesting, well-known, reputable individuals born in January. However, those of us who are born in February know that that's not true. So birth month jokes and trivia aside, let's talk about some other things. Today we have the inauguration of the President and Vice President of the United States of America. This certainly is an historic occasion for so many reasons. We have the oldest president who will be inaugurated at midday in the United States, which will be 1 o'clock here. That's Eastern time. We also will have the first Black and South Asian, as well as first woman vice president inaugurated. And this inauguration will be under militarized conditions with checkpoints, quite encaged. There will not be many people there. This will be observed by flags. If any of you have seen these pictures, it's quite nice to look at, I have to say. But these flags that are replacing, American flags replacing the actual human presence. And it's quite a somber occasion in this case, because this is occurring in the wake of 400,000 people dying from COVID-19 in the United States of America. And also in the wake of what can only be called, if we are being honest, an attempted coup in the United States of America on the 6th of January this year, that was to some extent encouraged by President Donald Trump. So it's a very interesting time for the United States of America, and I would even argue for the Americas, the hemisphere in which we are located. Ironically, since the United States has been quite known in this hemisphere to condemn similar types of occurrences in Latin America in particular, but really Latin America and the Caribbean. So when we have elections and there are accusations of irregularities, of transitions of power that have not been peaceful, the United States of America has tended to stand up and to condemn these and to ask parties to behave differently. And what this really illustrates is that American exceptionalism, let me repeat that word, is kind of farcical and mythical, because any country can be vulnerable to unrest and these sorts of activities and behaviors if the political situation and social dynamics are not appropriately managed. And this really does show up some of the problems that have long existed in the United States of America, but that have existed undercover. And perhaps COVID-19 has contributed to uncovering some of these secrets, open secrets, I would say, of the United States of America. A little closer to home, St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be having two bank holidays, the 22nd and the 25th of January. And their prime minister has noted that although he does not really believe in shutdowns because of the problems this will cause for the economy, that the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines have been under stress because of the volcano erupting, an effusive eruption, as well as COVID-19. These days, the 22nd and the 25th are to encourage people to stay at home, so not party bank holidays. And it seems that we do have an emerging regional approach to COVID-19, which is an approach of two bank holidays. So that's it for my spiel for now. Feel free to give us a call, 434-1790. And the WhatsApp number is 266-4862. Let's go to the phones.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How about you?
Main concern as usual, now, is what the contribution is, because there's more than one I want to discuss. Please don't cross the floor.
I'm not on the floor.
You are not a person that's lap of the that is
I'm not on the floor. I'm hovering in the air.
Well, even there, they got borders. We may not see them. Don't cross the border. Don't allow anyone to drag you in to their realm with the purpose of muzzling you. I will say no more on that. Now, the outgoing president of the United States, he will have the death of all of those people on his conscience until the day he dies. Why? Because he did nothing to control it. Nothing. Even encouraging the wearing of face masks. He did nothing. And I don't envy Donald Trump. Even living with one death on your conscience ain't easy. Furthermore, over 400,000.
Well, you're assuming this will be on his conscience. It should be, but we cannot really speak about his conscience. Some people's consciences are very clear, even though they've done all kinds of things.
But what do you think? A lot of people don't die peaceably. Because in the end, every wrong deed that you have done, you don't get there, you know. You just think you get there. You don't get there. Every wrong deed you have to answer for, that word, a lot of them just go on fighting and miserable. Now, the next thing, I sat down and my wife started this morning, and I saw a tractor being transported from the Bridgetown port to wherever its destination is. And you could have smelled the newness. You know what I tell myself? The boy Bobby is not getting a new car. Just get a second-hand car away. They're driven from the port to the garages. They're not taken there on a truck. So the reality is you're buying a second-hand car.
So we should all get discounted prices.
Yes, that is a fact. I mean, any sensible person would do this. This is being driven already, no matter how far it's being driven. My next thing, this is very serious. This morning we were in a supermarket. There were two customers ahead of us. We noticed that after dealing with each customer, the cashier sanitized her hands. I'm not going to serve at the supermarket. I'm not going to say the location either.
All right.
She sanitized her hand. What she didn't do is sanitize the belt.
The belt that the groceries were on.
Yeah, when if she shouldn't be sanitizing the belt, my wife was totally ignored. Now, knowing me, the kind of person I am, I went to the front desk. I then made inquiries, and I was told the belt also have to be sanitized.
Okay.
Now, I know that no system, I know there's a lapse in everybody's concentration at times. But I thought the response would have been, thank you. Again, remember, because we're not perfect, she totally ignored what was said to her. For one, when we go grocery shopping, I always have, even before COVID, as I have said before, I always had my alcohol in a little spray bottle. And I just sanitize everything before they go in Dubai. Everything. They ain't get home, they get sanitized again.
Because that's very diligent of you.
I have to protect my life, especially at the age that I'm at.
But
right?
Is COVID-19 passing in this way? I thought there was some, and certainly I think when I listened to one of the press conferences, I can't remember now because there have been so many, that we were told that COVID-19 is not passing on surfaces in that way.
Listen to me,
right?
I am believing, I am not believing nothing. They have come out of these people, you know why?
Why?
Once better to say, I remember the AIDS epidemic, how it was being played down. Check the statistics now for Santa was being played down.
Mm-hmm.
All the information I get from Washington TV, CNN, not Fox for sure, because there's a relationship between Fox and what you hear here. Right?
Oh, okay.
I am not taking no chances.
Mm-hmm.
None. Right?
All right.
So I do what I think I should be doing to protect my life, and by protecting my life, I'm also protecting the life of others, because if I catch it and I go in contact with all my children or grandchildren, or a friend or whoever, I am also putting their life at risk. People do not seem to realize the seriousness of this thing.
Mm.
It is a very serious thing, and I would advise people, and a doctor and a scientist, but there's an old saying, prevention is better than cure. It makes no sense to me exposing yourself and then it's on the other if I didn't know.
Right.
It don't make sense.
So you are saying that we really need to be more diligent whenever we go to purchase something to ensure that everything is sanitized, and that should be
on your side, there's a lot of people walking about with foot masks. I personally feel, given the seriousness of this thing, if you're out in the public domain and you don't have on a mask, you should be arrested, charged, and fined.
Really?
Yes, because if we want this thing to go away, it cannot go away with people not only exposing themselves, but putting other people in danger.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's a little bit extreme to imprison people for not wearing masks.
Well,
I understand the seriousness of it, but we also know that imprisoning people doesn't help to deal with COVID, as we see in the prison.
People talk about middlemen, right? You know, a middleman can be very dangerous. You know, a middleman can cause a lot of confusion. That's why it's either left or right for me. I hear people talk about half days. I can leave you with something. I have a brother. He's not brother by mother and father, but father. He had a boat launch, and a friend of his that grew up with him, when it was introduced, he said, he didn't grow up with you. He is not your brother. My brother said, yes. He's my brother. He said, no, he's your half-brother. And he kept on about for 5 minutes. I said, let me settle this then. Since you know that I'm his half-brother, you should also recognize which half is my brother, which half is not.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. Let's move on to another Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Oh, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
Excellent. Excellent. Could not be better. Now, what draw me to the phone? I don't normally call.
Mm-hmm.
But in your opening remarks, you said something that I need to ask a question or raise a few. You said there was an attempted coup in America on the 6th of the month?
I did say that.
Pardon me?
Yes, I said that.
You got any supported evidence for that?
If I have evidence? That those people that went to the Capitol building were attempting to overthrow the government?
Uh-huh. There's That's what you put it toward. That's how you analyze it.
Well, listening to the statements that they interested in killing the vice president, as well as members of the House, Pence, as well as members of the House and Senate.
All right, let me ask you a few more questions.
When we talk about a coup, we don't necessarily mean removing the president.
I'm concerned with the statement that you made and the evidence you would have had to support it.
What evidence would I need to support it?
I'm asking you to give me the evidence. Because if you're calling a coup, right? And you're also saying that the people were attempting to kill the vice president. That's what you also said just now?
I didn't say they were attempting. I said that that is what they said they wanted to do.
They did not have the opportunity to do so.
Well, I keep falling in these issues all the time,
but I didn't hear that it was a coup. And they were attempting to kill the vice president. I've never heard that. I'm telling you, it was a coup.
So here's the thing, right? The United States, if these tables were turned, if this had occurred in Barbados, you better believe that the same United States of America and the commentators from there would have called it an attempted coup. There tends to be a reluctance, and this is not, I am not anti-American. I like America, actually, and the people. But
I don't like America.
What we find in the treatment of other countries, outsiders, the other, this whole notion that I've heard repeatedly from those in the House and the Senate in the United States of America saying that their country is not a banana republic. What this means is that we have a kind of narrative that says that when this happens out there in Latin America, in the Caribbean, in Africa, in Asia, these things are attempted coups. But when they happen in the United States of America, it is a riot. It is an insurrection. There are people who are discontent, but not all of them were trying to overthrow the government. But we don't have these kind of nuanced treatments of similar sorts of activities that occur in other parts of the world. So if we are going to use the same kind of standard in assessing what happened in the United States of America as compared to what happens in other parts of the world, I can only call this an attempted coup. If we are not going to call it an attempted coup, the things that we have called attempted coups all over the world should not be called that either.
I am following you. And I see why you call it an attempted coup. Now, would you call what happened in all the riots that came before that one, the Black Lives Matter riot, what you would call that one? I would call that a protest.
That was not a riot.
A protest.
And I think we have to be careful with how we
use our words. There were more destruction during those protests than what went on in the capital.
Oh, okay.
You know, in every city there were
buildings.
All right, let me tell you. In almost every city of the states, there were buildings that were burned to the ground. There were police stations that were burned to the ground. A lot of police were hurt. Ordinary civilians were hurt. There was a lot more destruction that went on during the Black Lives riots than what you saw one day in the capital. A lot more went on.
Okay.
Now, one of the things.
If you're trying to overthrow the government, I can't really compare that to destroying a store window or somebody's car. So yes, this is destruction of property, but it certainly is a different level of infraction. So I would definitely differentiate these types of activities. And I would say that for the most part, these Black Lives Matter protests happened all over the United States of America. And for the most part, they were peaceful. The motivation behind them was generally a peaceful one. But I cannot say that the motivation behind what I observed via my television on the 6th of January was peaceful. People were not going there with the intention. I'm talking about intention, right?
The intention to be peaceful is different.
Those people had no intention of being peaceful because they went out there in militarized clothing.
Can I get time to speak?
Yes, after me. They went out in militarized clothing. They went out in battle gear. They went out there for a fight, and they were also encouraged to do so. So that's all I would say. But go ahead.
Good. If you're saying that what happened, you judge it on the things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying what happened in the capital on the 6th could not be compared as an is. You compare as an attempted coup. And then you look at what happened during the destruction of the Black Lives Movement. And you say that it didn't have as much destruction, you just said. I didn't know that.
I said the type of infraction and the level of it was different.
Was different?
Yes, because you're looking to destabilize the entire country by overthrowing the government. That's different from mashing at somebody's shop. Both of them are destructive. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, Lord, lady,
but you are talking about disrupting the entire political system. All right, you go ahead. You can make your final statement, and then we'll go on to someone else.
I go on. You didn't let me talk. No, you tell me go ahead and make my final statement.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. This is Hi,
good morning.
Brassett.
Good morning.
Morning. Go ahead.
Hi. I have to laugh. What you're saying is correct. It is a coup, but it does not mean that it has to take over the presidency. Once you march on government property to protest anything, it would be a coup. And the gentleman missing your sight, there was a reason for the Black Lives Matter. No one was killed on the demonstration, for the demonstration to start on the Capitol. It was motivatedly spoken. So I don't know why the gentleman want to push that. It is not a coup. You see, sometimes before you speak, you must do a little research. And some people just like to attack people for their general statements before they just come to one conclusion. So that's all I had to say on that issue. On the other issue, Bo, the first gentleman that called, I said he just spread down the products when he gets home. Before when COVID came out, I used to wonder if it used to live on surfaces. It was never broadcast that it lived on surface. All you used to hear, what was the droplets?
Yes, okay.
A couple of days ago, I saw something that came out. I can't remember exactly, so I could just say what I saw. That it lives on surfaces at different times, different days. Certain types of surfaces, which we were never really informed. I don't want to say it's GIS, but if I could find the clip that my son does with my phone from school teaching, I will send it to you all via WhatsApp.
Okay.
That is what we have never known. And that's a question that reporters never ask. People never ask, and we were never told that from the general practitioners that were dealing with the COVID thing. To see it come up now, it had me wondering, because it used to be in the supermarket, and you know, you got your children. The last time that it came out, I had to tell my children, don't run away and go and take up nothing, because, you know, it's a different, the whole outbreak had arise again. So I used to tell him, nah, I want to come with me this store. So when I can't run, I want to market the gun. Help me take up stuff. So that was all I had to say. Thank you.
So you think that we should be sanitizing everything we pick up at the supermarket?
Yeah, basically, because from now that you know that it could live on, if you don't, you know, ignorance is bliss. If you don't know that it could live on service, you know, we can act as normal. We can be in the supermarket, we can take it. Although I think people used to be saying, shop by sight, and not by taking out the items and, you know, reading them, you understand? But now that you actually, now that the sale, let me put it that way, not that we know, now that they say that it lives on surfaces, you have to be more precautious, because you know how things is, you have to be. So it's best to sanitize. For me, from the time the outbreak happened, although I get sanitized at the door, I walk in with a bottle of alcohol in my pocket.
Okay. Thank you for that recommendation, and thanks for calling. Good morning. Oh, we don't have anyone right now. Can I go to the WhatsApp for a little bit? There are some people who are sending me some quite interesting messages. This one asks, about the latest report from the FBI concerning the January 6th incident. Do you know who were the major planners of the same incident? Are you aware that Black Lives Matter was arrested as part of the planning of that incident? Are you aware that the Capitol Police warned Nancy Pelosi and others about the possibility of an incident and they did nothing? Do you know that the majority of those arrested were later identified as Antifa members? Check the recent FBI report before you jump to conclusions. The matter was perpetrated by the left. That is quite interesting, especially considering the arrests that I have seen, which are predominantly not of Antifa. But what I have come to understand, and I think this is certainly an evolving situation, is that there were many groups at this event. But we'll wait and see what the final analysis is, because this certainly will be investigated. I don't know why it is that Black Lives Matter is, when I looked at the complexion of that crowd, it didn't really look like a Black Lives Matter crowd, but I suppose we will wait and see. There's someone who also, I kind of lost where that WhatsApp message is, but I remember the general content of it. Again, someone is waiting for their COVID-19 results. They've been waiting in excess of a week, and this continues to bedevil us here in Barbados. I saw in the papers this morning that the backlog of tests is down to 1,000 COVID-19 tests. So hopefully people who are still waiting will have their issues resolved. But I can understand how distressing it is if people have to go out to work, especially if they are paid for the days that they work, that, you know, you're at home a week, in excess of a week, waiting for COVID-19 test results and are unable to earn. All right,